Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Ken Graubach is our guest. He's the president of KGC Direct. He's the resident demographer of the Brain Trust, all the way back to the original, the founding of this mayhem that we do here every day. All the way back to February of 98. We've already had his 16th anniversary. He's the author of The Age Curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm, and another book coming out. When's it going to be published, Ken, the new one?
Well, all things being equal, probably will be on the stands in the fall.
Okay, so now you know that we have to launch it on this show, right?
I'd love that.
If we haven't already, let's make sure that over the summer that we serialize some of the book. Before it launches, how about that?
Wonderful, thank you.
Okay, so what we're trying to do here, folks, is explain how global demographics, the shifts in demography, the birth, the deaths, the movement of human beings who are born, how all of that globally, all that global stuff, like the 7 billion humans on the planet. How that affects you out here on Main Street, small business, in your small business out here on Main Street. What do you think, Ken?
Well, what I want you to do is just imagine a parade down Main Street, wherever you are, a parade. Your customers are walking, marching by your business. Now, you have a particular category of customer that is your sweet spot. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, that you sell widgets to customers who are 25 to 35, and that is your customer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you position yourself in the parade right in front of that age group, and the parade marches by. The problem is the parade is different sizes. There are different groups. There's big bands, and then there's a small group of Boy Scouts, and then there's another big group, and then small group. The big groups, you do great business, but as the small group is passing you by, you don't do very much business because it's a small group. It's exactly that situation in the United States with generations, because we're about to retire one of the biggest generations in our history,
mm-hmm.
and right behind it.
Every day.
Yeah, and right behind the baby boomers, who were born 1945 to 1964, is a very small group of Generation Xers born 65 to 84. They simply do not buy as much stuff, goods or services, because it's a small generation. What you need to do as a small business is you need to adjust for that. You need to either position yourself in front of the aging baby boomers and sell them something different, or get ready for the new generation that's going to be huge, and that's Generation Y, born 1985 to 2004. They're bigger than the baby boomers. The problem is Generation Y is not in the workforce yet, and they don't have any money. But they will be very shortly as the baby.
Well, it's even more complicated than that, Ken, because when they do get money, you need to understand what their priorities are, what their values are, because don't presume that a 25-year-old Gen Y with a new job and money is going to spend it the same way that you did when you were 25, or the way that your 45-year-old child did when they were 25.
Exactly,
because it's different.
Yeah, well, not only is it different, but try and reach them. Try and reach them with a branding message.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it's
different with a capital D. Hashtag different.
Yeah, well, you know, we talked about it just briefly, but you can't reach them on television. You can't reach them on newspaper. You can't reach them with the magazines or radio.
Yeah.
Because they no longer respond to those.
You might catch them on YouTube.
Yeah, well, if you catch them on really? I mean, think about it. I mean, just it. You might catch them on YouTube. Do you catch them on Twitter? Do you catch them on Facebook? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, I know.
But even if you catch them, even if you catch them, you're going to be, you're probably going to be shocked at what motivates them to spend their money, what they spend it on, and the chances that that's what you have to sell are getting smaller and smaller. So this is what Ken's trying to explain to you folks is it's not just, you know, if you live in flyover Main Street America, and there's 50,000 people in your little town. Well, just because the population hasn't changed in the last 20 years doesn't mean it's the same population. There are different people, different motivations. They want different things. They're getting their stuff different ways. As you say, that you're being connected in different ways, right? I mean, the world, the tectonic plates are moving under you, even though you're not moving anywhere.
Precisely. And you want a great example of that? And this might be just a little bit of a diversion here, but I'm a boomer. I'm on the leading edge. I am not the most cyber person in the world. I understand. I speak it with a thick accent. I speak cyber with a thick accent. My older brother took me into a huge electronics store in Los Angeles, and I didn't know what half the merchandise was. I mean, apart from the televisions, I know what a television was, but I didn't know what the stuff was. Now, you talk about buying different stuff? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what else?
Guess what? The Gen Ys aren't buying televisions.
No, they're watching TV on their phones.
On their computers or what? On their laptops or their tablets or whatever.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. Let me tell you a real quick funny story. A month or so ago, I was in an airport waiting. I was outside, you know, going into an airport, and I looked over, and there were two guys clearly in their 70s. One of them was holding up his smartphone, showing the other one a cool new app he had found. And that was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life. Two 70-year-olds getting excited about an app on a smartphone. How about that? Things have changed. Quick break. Stay with me. 10 Tail. Right back with Ken Grombach.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.